This is the Smart Poker Study Podcast for players who are always striving to be better today than they were yesterday. Through strategy discussions, Q&As, and poker pro interviews, we'll dive deep into everything related to poker tactics, study techniques, and the mental side of the game, all in an effort to improve your skills, maximize your profits, and to make you a lifelong successful player. This podcast is brought to you by SmartPokerStudy.com, and I'm your host, Sky Matsuhashi. Poker people, make sure you listen to episode 8, where I taught you how to ingrain new skills into your poker repertoire in a smart, systematic way by using focus sessions. Hey, poker people, it's day 3 in my 30-day challenge to release a new podcast every day. I'm 10% there! Today's episode is all about volume sessions, kind of opposite to yesterday's focus session episode. Volume sessions are where we do our real grinding and make da monies for da honeys. You might be asking me, Sky, you're married. What honeys are you making da monies for? Well, that's an easy answer. It's my 8-year-old son, my 6-year-old son, and my wife, of course. So enough about me. For an overview for today's episode, I'll begin by discussing the goal of volume sessions and the 3 benefits we gain from them. Next, I'll cover some ways to increase your volume if you're so inclined. Then I'll break into a talk about setting yourself up for volume session success. And just a little hint, it includes warming up. So go back and listen to episode 5. And I'll end the episode with a challenge, a great challenge that will help you hit your bankroll goals quicker. Everything I discuss here will be in the show notes for this episode, which you can find and follow along at smartpokerstudy.com/9. Now here it is, today's podcast mission. My mission is to teach you how to get the most out of the volume sessions that you play, and to help you increase your volume should you feel the need. I also want you to learn strategies to stay focused and concentrated throughout the session, and to avoid that old robotic play that can happen when playing too many tables. So yesterday we discussed focus sessions, and those are all about building skills into your game. But volume sessions are all about making money. We're putting the skills that we know to use to try to extract the maximum value from our opponents. Volume sessions are where we grind and shine. I've thought about volume sessions quite a bit, as this is where we spend most of our time at the tables, and I've created a list of 3 benefits of playing volume sessions. I made this list because I try to do everything with intent, and keeping these 3 things in mind before I start a volume session helps me to get the most out of it that I can. And a little caveat before we really get into volume sessions and how to increase your volume and such. If you're happy with the volume you play and you don't feel like trying to increase it, don't. There's no rule saying how much you have to play. If you feel like you need more, then go for it. You know, shoot for the moon. If you feel like more volume will stretch you thin, make you unhappy, or you're just not motivated to grind more, skip it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to be a 20 MTT grinder or a 24 cash table whiz like some of those pros out there. Just be yourself and do what pleases you. For those interested in keeping their volume high or wanting to increase it, the rest of this podcast is right up your alley. So here it is, the 3 benefits of playing volume sessions. All right, so benefit number 1. Sorry, no number 1 drop today. Volume sessions are the key to building our bankrolls and earning a poker income. So there's nothing better than getting a good warm-up in, firing up some tables, making good decisions, and walking away with a few extra buy-ins or a huge ROI. For those who don't know, ROI is return on investment. That's the profit that you make for each dollar spent, you know. So if you, for example, buy into a $10 sit-and-go, on average, you make $11, you've got a 10% ROI right there. But sometimes, you know, when it comes to volume sessions and putting in volume, we get a little lazy and we don't grind like we should. In order to achieve your bankroll or income goals, we need to play a minimum number of hands or tournaments every day or week. Let's say you are a sit-and-go grinder and want to increase your bankroll by $1,500 to move up to the next level. Well, if you're a $1 per sit-and-go winner, you need to play how many sit-and-goes to earn $1,500? I'm asking you right now. What's your answer? $1 per sit and go? You want to earn $1,500. You need to play $1,500. That's right. If you win 50 cents per sit and go, how many do you have to play to win $1,500? You guessed it. 3,000 sit and goes. So let's say you need to play 3,000 sit and goes to build the bankroll, but you only play 15 sit and goes per day. How many days will that take? And drumroll, please. If you said 200, you're correct. So about 7 months to make it to the next level. But what if you played 30 per day? That would only take you 100 days or just over 3 months. So much quicker and totally worth it if you can fit that volume in. So volume makes a huge difference. The more you play, the more you make, the sooner you can move up and be playing for even more moolah. Alrighty, benefit number two. Volume sessions give us insight into skills that aren't yet in our unconscious competence. So as discussed in episode 8, one of our goals is to get skills into our unconscious competence where we're able to use them without even thinking. This is where skills become routine and correct plays are easy to make without much thought. But there are times when we're playing a volume session and come across a really tough decision. Those times should be screaming to you, "You don't know this enough! You've got to study me!" Paying attention and noting hands during volume sessions will tell you where you're really lacking in skills. Alrighty, benefit number three. Volume sessions allow us to see how we're managing our issues with tilt. So throughout a volume session, you'll encounter lots of situations that might tilt you. Suckouts, a lag, donk, waking up with aces under the gun, the internet connection gives out, etc. One of your jobs as a poker player is to not blow your money because tilt takes away your ability to think logically. Fixing tilt is key, and volume sessions are the most likely place for tilt issues to emerge. If you haven't done so already, I really do recommend picking up Jared Tendler's book, The Mental Game of Poker. Even if you don't think you suffer from tilt, you can still gain a ton from reading this book. And, you know, it's obvious to me, once again, I've mentioned The Mental Game of Poker, so I am definitely going to do a podcast on it at some point. So as we play a session, we want to note any instances of tilt. What happened that started to tilt us? If you overcame that feeling, how'd you do it? If you had to quit to avoid the tilt, or the tilt was so bad that you spewed off a ton of money, or quit because you were so angry, what could you have done instead to stave it off and continued playing? These are all great questions to ask yourself when you notice tilt creeping in. Alright, so to recap the three benefits of volume sessions. Number one, volume sessions are the key to building our bankrolls and earning a poker income. Number two, volume sessions give us insight into skills that aren't yet in our unconscious competence. And number three, volume sessions allow us to see how we're managing our issues with tilt. Alrighty, so we just talked about the benefits of volume sessions, and some of you might be saying, "Sky, I know all that. Get to the good stuff. How do I increase my volume?" Well, I've got a few different ways that you can do that. The first is do the math. So as discussed earlier, if you want to make more money, run the math of your current ROI divided by how much more you want to make and see if you can fit that into your schedule. So in the prior example, can you fit in an additional 30 sit and goes each day? If not, what about 10 or 15? The key here is that knowing how much you need to add to your volume is the first step. Now you need to try to fit it in. So the second way to increase your volume is find your motivation. We all need a powerful reason to do anything difficult. And going from, like for example, 2 hours per day playing to 3 hours of grinding can be super tough. If you've got a good reason, find it and use it. It can push you through those barriers. The third way to increase volume is just to basically add volume gradually. Whatever you're comfortable with now, tack on one more. One more sit and go, one more MTT, one more cash table, one more quarter of an hour of play. Once you get out of your comfort zone, stick with it until you become comfortable again. And I really encourage you to honestly assess your play after each session as you tack on just one more. Is your play deteriorating too much? Are you constantly running out of time and feeling rushed? Are you missing the easiest spots ever because you've got too much racing through your noggin? Be honest with yourself and cut it back down if necessary. All right, the fourth way to increase volume is to switch formats. One thing that often gets overlooked is the ability to switch formats. If you're comfortable with the number of tables and the amount of hours you're putting in, maybe switch it to 6 max tables or even turbo tables like turbo, MTTs, and sit and goes. Less opponents and less time means less tanking and more hands being dealt. This will, of course, change up your strategies, so don't make a change like this lightly. Give it a test run first before you commit fully to it. Read some more strategy on turbo play, shorthanded play, whatever you've got to do. add one table at a time or one sit and go or one MTT at a time to your mix. So if you want to increase volume but don't want to add more tables, think about switching formats. Okay, and the fifth strategy to increasing your volume is to add poker clients. You don't have to just stick with one site at a time. I often play on Carbon and ACR, America's Card Room, at the same time. It takes some getting used to, but if just one site doesn't run enough of your games, fire up another site and play there as well. I've seen Alex Fitzgerald, who is a poker pro and coach, I've seen him on Twitch playing three sites at once. So you need to do what you've got to do to add more of what you want to get in that volume. Alrighty, so to recap the five ways to increase volume. Number one, do the math. Number two, find your motivation. Number three, add gradually. Number four, switch formats. And number five, add a poker client. And I gave you a caveat earlier. Here's another one about volume. Of course, we're talking about volume here to make money, but don't forget that improving your skill also increases our income without having to add volume. So in the prior example about the sit-and-goes, if we could increase our profit from $1 per certain sit-and-go to $1.50 per sit-and-go, I know that's a huge jump, but you know, I just chose it for illustrative purposes. We wouldn't have to increase our volume at all, and in no time, we would earn that additional $1,500 we were looking for. So it's always important to be adding skills to our game or removing leaks from our game, which I would say is equally as important as adding skills. Okay, so the next part in this volume session discussion is setting yourself up for success. A lot of what I'm about to cover was also talked about in episode 5 about warm-ups and cooldowns, so please listen to that. But I'll cover it here quickly because I think it's very, very important to good, profitable volume sessions. So the first part is set a quantity goal. Set a goal for the number of hands or the tourneys or hours you want to play in the session, and that will help you put in the necessary volume. Set a goal. Number two is the number of tables that you play. Find what works for you and run with it. Use common sense when trying to play more tables, and if you start to get overwhelmed by the number of decisions you have to make, you know that that is your threshold, of course. And we've all had times where we get into quote-unquote robotic play. This happens when we're playing too many tables and we don't have the time to think about our plays, so we revert to what's in our unconscious competence, which I discussed before and in the prior episode. These are skills that you can do while you're concentrating on other things. Well, if you notice robotic button clicking, it's time to drop some cash tables or tighten up and play only your strongest ranges if you're doing sit-and-goes or MTTs until you've got a more manageable number of games going. You always want to be thoughtful, deliberate player, not a robotic button clicker. The next step to setting yourself up for success is using a proper warm-up. So for every session that you play, you want to start with a warm-up, of course, and it should include ditching the distractions, choosing a strategy to focus on, and you also want that notepad and pen to take handy notes during your session. And of course, you want to do some thoughtful cooldowns. So what I want you to do is think about the session you just played. If you tilted, why? What spots gave you trouble? What opponents gave you trouble? Were you in A, B, or C gamosity? What skills do you think you need to develop further? At what point did you start to feel overwhelmed and it was too many tables? You've got to think about your prior session in order to have a better next session. All right, the next thing I recommend is having a timer and music going. So the first one, I always have my Tabata timer going off every 5 minutes. This is an app you can get on your smartphone. This is a reminder to me that says, hey, you should be thinking through your actions. Don't robotically click buttons. Have a reason for each action you take. You aren't feeling angry, are you? So that's what my Tabata timer does. It reminds me to think those kinds of thoughts. I've also started listening to jazz. Because there was a study that looked at music and its effects on performance, and it found that jazz helped golfers perform. And because poker is so closely related to golf, especially all those mental game things, I figured it would help me, and it absolutely has. I'm able to concentrate and stay concentrating for quite a bit longer now. And the last thing I want to say to set yourself up for success is take breaks. It's pretty obvious, but intense multitabling over too much time can really dampen your spirits and drain your energy. Be smart and take breaks at least every hour. It's easy to do if you're a cash player. You could just sit out for 5 or 10 minutes, or an MTTer because of that mandatory 5-minute break every hour. But as a sit-and-go player, you need to force yourself to stop loading more tables. After about 45 minutes or so, let them run out. Once all the tables are done, take a small break and load them up again. So regardless of what you play, when you do break, make sure you step away from the computer and focus on something else like folding laundry, cook yourself some ramen, whatever. So just to recap those quick steps on setting yourself up for volume session success, set a quantity goal, control the number of tables you play, proper warm-ups, thoughtful cooldowns, timer and music going, and take breaks. I play 3 volume sessions for every 1 focus session that I do, and this helps me keep my volume up while still allowing some dedicated time to sharpen the saw in focus sessions. Challenge! Here's my challenge to you for this episode. Figure out your current return on investment, ROI, whether it's dollars per hour, big blinds per 100 hands, dollars per sit and go, whatever, and figure out how long it'll take you to hit your bankroll goal at that rate and at your current play time, your current volume. Now, calculate how much you'll have to play per day to get there 25% quicker. Can you make the commitment to play this amount every day? It's all up to you, but use your current ROI as an earnings potential estimate. Now it's your turn to take some action and do something positive for your poker game.
Oh, that's it now. Get out there and be somebody. Go write a book.
All right, so just to recap everything we discussed, the 3 benefits of playing volume sessions and how to increase the volume that you play. We discussed some ways to set yourself up for volume success, volume session success, and I rounded it off with a challenge to figure out the volume necessary to hit your goals. Please go to the show notes at smartpokerstudy.com/9 for links to everything mentioned here. Thank you so much for listening today. Send me your constructive feedback through the show notes page at smartpokerstudy.com/9. You can also send an email to sky@smartpokerstudy.com, tweet me @smartpokerstudy, or post in the Facebook group at smartpokerstudy.com/discuss. And I need your questions for the Friday episodes. Please send them to me through all the channels just mentioned. Plus, if you have an idea for a podcast topic you'd like me to discuss, I'd love to hear that as well. We also have a nice iTunes review today. It came in from Nick. He says, "Very well done, 5 stars. Wow, pretty awesome stuff here. Sky clearly knows what he's talking about. If you're serious about playing poker, this is the show for you." Well, thank you so much, Nick. I totally appreciate that great, great review that you sent in. So for everyone else, please subscribe to the Smart Poker Study podcast through your favorite podcast app. Give it a heart, a thumb, some stars, whatever, and leave a review to help others discover the show. Alrighty, poker people, be sure to listen to tomorrow's episode number 10, another Friday Q&A, where I discuss a listener's mental game issues and how we might go about addressing them and getting some sleep at night. Word of mouth is the best advertising, and a recommendation from you to your friends would be most appreciated. If you enjoyed our time together and learned a little something, please share it with a pal. Until next time, study smart, play hard, and make your next session the best one yet.